Hello, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This segment of the Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by Shelley's Stereo, my home theater home, my stereo and audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shelleysstereo.com or 818-716-8500. Tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Salen sent you there. If you want to call in, please do. If you're local, call 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can email questions to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Shelley's Stereo. You can follow me on Twitter, at Twitter, and you can tweet me. I will answer during the show. And you can also join, and I hope you have, the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're coming close to 3,000 moms and dads from all over the world on the page. It's quite cool. I have a very special guest for our fourth segment today, Molly Murphy, author of the book Winner Take All, A Woman Exposes the Violation of Men's Rights at the Hands of Family Law. Stay tuned for this special segment of our show coming up a bit later. By the way, my shows are available for download or listening at any time you would like, either on iTunes or on my website, brucesalen.com. Just go to the iTunes store, go to podcasts, and search for The Bruce Salen Show. We have two sponsors. We have two sponsor slots still open. I'm happy to say three of the five are filled with wonderful sponsors, but I am ideally looking for an insurance company that could also put one of their members on my show once in a while to join me for family insurance matters. Would also like a law firm to do family legal matters. So if you feel your company or firm would fit with our show's demographic of families and their needs, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at brucesalen.com or 805-564-1290. Today's topic is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column titled, Would You Trade Your Life with Someone Else's? You can find my columns on my website or wherever you read my column, but start with the Santa Barbara News Press, my home paper. The whole idea is interesting. People often reflect on their lives and they look at others and they think, oh, so-and-so has it better. Now, in many cases, it could be a family member, a friend, or in more cases, I think it's they think somebody in the World View, the World News, or somebody in People Magazine may be, you know, having a better life than they do. And my assertion is everybody has troubles. And most often, you would rather keep your own than switch. And I think if you really think about it, that's probably what you'd say. There are extreme circumstances, and let's say you have a fatal disease, God forbid. I would say maybe you'd like to switch your life. Or let's say you live in a third world, a corrupt country where life is extreme and the danger of day-to-day living is extreme. Okay, that too, you may want to switch. But I am asserting that the vast majority of my listeners, the vast majority of my readers that live in the western part of the world and in America and certainly here in Santa Barbara, we all have it pretty good. And if we could reflect a little bit more on that, we probably wouldn't actually switch our lives. There was a famous quote to me. It's not famous because the person who said it isn't famous, but a wise man that I know used to quote his mother about happiness. And he said that she said, the only happy people I know are people I don't know very well. Now think about that. If you look at somebody on the surface, they may seem to have it all. But underneath, they may indeed have problems you're unaware of. They may have family tragedies that they don't talk about. They may have financial debts that they don't talk about. They may have illnesses or pain they don't talk about. They may have career problems. They may have children that are in distress. So my point is, don't think everyone else has it better. Think that you have it good. Appreciate what you have that's good. And don't envy or be jealous of the other person. That is, in essence, my bottom line assertion in this column. What I also believe is that famous people's lives tend to be much less glamorous and wonderful than the gossip magazines lead us to believe, not to mention their amazing list of problems and early deaths. I listed in my column some of the very famous people over time, over history, that have died young. Now, prior to their death, you would look at them and think, wow, they have it great. In the rock and roll world, we have one of my early favorites, Buddy Holly, who dies in a plane crash at 24 years old. My all-time favorite, as of course you know, is Elvis Presley. I mean, he suffocated on his own vomit at 42 years old. There are the other tragedies like Marilyn Monroe or JFK or James Dean, who died driving up the coast at a ridiculous speed. He was 23 or 24 years old, I believe. And in fact, he had only lived to see the release of one of his three movies. The other two were released after his death. There are people like George Gershwin, who died in his 30s. There are so many people that have had tragic lives and tragic deaths, yet on the surface you think maybe you'd like to be like them. One of my other favorite musical stars was Frank Sinatra. And I find it so interesting that how complicated his life was. He had many love affairs, but the love affair of his life, I believe, from what I've read, was with Ava Gardner, who was a spectacularly beautiful star of the time. But their relationship was exceedingly tempestuous, and I think he was miserable much of the time in his life. He also courted a lot of controversy in his life, and while he was revered a great deal, I think Sinatra was not a happy man. He also suffered a horrible snub at the hands of then-President JFK, and I think a lot of his inadequacies and feelings of not, you know, living up or comparing to others came out in a level of aggression and meanness that was hushed up a lot of the time. Again, my point is, if you know somebody well, you probably don't necessarily want to switch places with them. And the other thing that I also believe just so much is that money doesn't buy happiness. So in any number of cases, you are going to be looking at somebody, and maybe you're having a financial problem. My producer this morning was sharing with me some hassles he was having that dealt with some finances, though he wasn't really complaining, just the normal run-of-the-mill stuff. And I can tell you without a doubt just that people that have lots of money are not necessarily happy. Again, the extreme will be unhappiness. If you are horribly poor, of course you're going to have problems. But the proof and the unbelievable evidence that money does not buy happiness is what has happened to the majority of the lottery winners. Just about every one of them has met with, I don't mean tragedy like death, although that's happened, but I would say that everything you read in People magazine and elsewhere about these lotto winners is such that they did not have their lives enriched, literally or figuratively. And so once again, you think, okay, if I had more money, I'd be happier. Well, you know something? Maybe not. I also have a theory about money, which is very simply that whatever it is you want, whatever it is you have, whatever your budget is for something you want to purchase, what you really want is 20% more. So if you're looking to buy a house and you say you have a $300,000 budget and you and your wife go looking at the houses, the only homes you guys really love are $360,000. If you have a $1 million budget, you think, oh my gosh, more than enough. But the homes you really want are $1.2 million. It seems to be that way in life. We always want 20% more. And I think we should be very, very grateful with 20% less. And that is, in essence, my theory and what this show will be a little bit about. I'm going to talk about this issue with Wayne Levine on The Men's Room, which is coming up. I also want to just assert very clearly that I would not trade my life with anyone's. I am very lucky, very grateful, very happy. Do I have my good days and bad days? You betcha. But more good than bad, and I consider myself a very lucky person. And I encourage you to look at your lives that way as much as you can. My producer, Richard Dugan, is motioning me, as he often does, with that frantic look on his face that it's time for a break. But I do want to thank especially our segment sponsor, Shelly Stereo, a truly fantastic place for your home theater dreams and needs, or just to get a DVD player. Reach them at 818-716-8500. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Bruce Salin, a dad's point of view. Bruce Salin, father of two. Bruce Salin, he knows what to do. Bruce Salin, a dad's point of view.